And so coming into the sitting, taking good care of your posture. Sitting in a way that feels relaxed yet alert. That opens with dignity and goodwill for ourselves and our experiences. Simply noticing body sitting, the sensations of sitting, the touch points. The sounds coming and going. The breath breathing itself. And resting for a little while in breathing and bringing the awareness back again and again to the breath whenever it wanders. Letting none of the wanderings be a problem. It's just life happening. And yet determining to gently bring the awareness back to breathing again and again and again as a way to settle. What helps you gather your awareness into breathing? Is it counting breaths? Is it a little whisper of rising, falling, or in and out with each breath? Is it noticing if the breath is long or short? Perhaps choosing one of these methods, or experimenting with them to see what helps you settle, what helps settle the awareness. And at the sounding of the bells shortly, we will shift from gathering our awareness into the breathing to gathering our awareness into some compassion phrases. Holding in mind now someone you know personally, someone personal who may be struggling in some way or another and can use some compassion, sensing or visualizing this one as best you can, aware of his or her troubles. And noticing how you spontaneously open to this one, to their pain, to your wish for them to be relieved of their suffering, to have some ease. And so now, with this one held in mind as best you can, we'll engage a few phrases of compassion. Perhaps a hand to the heart, if that is helpful for you. Gives you a bit of soothing as you go, or helps to warm up the heart, or some other kind of soothing touch. And so now, with this one in mind, may you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be held in great compassion. May you be held in great compassion. Remember to engage the phrases in an embodied way, so that sense of the sitting and the breathing. And repeating the phrases for this one who's of concern for you. Remembering to bring the attention back gently, kindly, and quickly whenever it wanders. May you be held in compassion. May you be held in compassion. May you be free of pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be free of pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you be held in great compassion. May you be held in great compassion. So silently repeating these phrases for this one who is of concern for you. These phrases or ones of your choosing, but keep the phrases simple, general, and warm. And then pausing with that, just letting it register, whatever's happening for you. Sometimes when the mind gets very concentrated and focused, the energy can really drop as we get some ease and relaxation. And so take care of any sleepiness that may be arising with the usual methods. Let's now bring ourselves into the circle of compassion, perhaps seeing ourselves with this dear one, or just side by side in one way or another, together, whatever makes sense. May we both be held in great compassion. May we both be held in compassion. May we both be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we both be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May we both be held in great compassion. May we both be held in great compassion. Repeating these phrases now silently for yourself and the one that you're concerned about. And bringing the attention back whenever it wanders. And then pausing with that, and again, noticing how you feel in an embodied way, in the heart, in the body, in the mind. Letting whatever is happening be here as it is. Let's now widen the circle of compassion to take in those that we do not know. They're so neutral to us, we don't even know them. And so we might perhaps think of people who were victims yesterday. We might think of those who were injured, who were witnesses, who were caregivers, who are friends and families, of those who were afflicted yesterday. As you feel able to hold this, if at any point the mind heart is overwhelmed, just really feel body sitting, feel body breathing. Open the ears, maybe the eyes, and know you're safe. And so with these ones held in mind, perhaps just from news reports, perhaps from images seen, or just the knowing that it's happened, may all those who've been more directly affected by these events be held in compassion. May they all be held in compassion. May you all be held in compassion. Perhaps a hand to the heart, whatever helps. May you all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May you all be held in great compassion. May you all be held in great compassion. Repeating the phrases as you feel able, or ones of your choosing. Taking good care of yourself if you get overwhelmed. Bring awareness to breath, body, sounds. And possibly switching to compassion for yourself. And coming back to these other ones as you feel able. And if you feel ready and able, you might wish to extend these phrases to others who've been affected in similar manners across the globe. Other cities that have had these kinds of events. May all beings be held in compassion. All beings be held in compassion. Letting the well-wishing extend outwards even further. May all beings be held in compassion. Not just the human, but the creeping and crawling, and slithering and swimming and flying, and on all fours as well as the bipeds, all the different kinds of beings. Perhaps it makes sense to you too to extend it outwards to the whole of the planet, the beings, the life, the rocks, this whole planet. May all be held in compassion. May all be held in compassion. May all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May all be free from pain, sorrow, and suffering. May all be held in great compassion. May all be held in great compassion. And now pausing with all the phrases, feeling our bodies sitting and breathing and hearing and feeling maybe thoughts arising, just letting it all be here. Holding with great compassion whatever is arising for you. And as challenging as these kinds of practices can be sometimes, we can console ourselves that while we might not be able to directly help those who are struggling right now, we can be a force for kindness, for compassion. And that will ripple out and affect all we see and hear and touch. And so knowing that this has been a practice of inclining our own hearts and minds in the direction of compassion, just listening to these words, I will abide pervading one quarter with a heart imbued with compassion. Likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth. So above and below, around and everywhere, and to all as to myself. I will abide, pervading the all-encompassing world with a heart imbued with compassion, abundant, exalted, immeasurable, without hostility, and without ill will.